صغير في إخوتي ولا حدث في بيتي أبي كنت راعيا غنم أبي يدي صنعت الغرغون وأصابعي ألفت المزمار
Thank you.
سيفه الذي كان بيده ونزع رأسه عنه طلار عن بني إسرائيل
النبي بركاته علينا امين. حينئذ سبح موسى وبنو اسرائيل بهذه التسبيحة للرب وقالوا ليقولوا فلنسبح الرب لانه بالمجد قد تمجد. الخيل وركاب الخير طرحهم في البحر. معيني وساتر علي صار لي مخلصا. هذا هو الهي فامجده. اله ابائي فارفعه. الرب يحطم القتال. الرب هو اسمه مراكب. هو اسمه مراكب فرعون وقواته طرحها في البحر. المراكب المختارة ذوي الجراب الثلاثية غرقها في البحر الأحمر. غطى عليهم الماء وغطسوا في العمق مثل الحجر. يمينك يا رب تمجدت بقوة. يدك اليمنى يا رب أهلكت أعدائك. وبكثرة مجدك سحقت المقاومين لنا. أرسلت سحتقة فأكلهم مثل القصب. وبروح رجزك وقف الماء. وقفت المياه مثل الصور. جمدت الأمواج في وسط البحر. قال العدو وأسرع وأترك وأخصم الغنائم. وأشبع نفسي وأقتل بسيف وتتسلط يدي. أرسلت روحك فغطاهم البحر. وغطسوا إلى أسفل مثل الرصاص في مياه غزيرة. من يشبهك في الآلهة يا رب ممجدا في قديسيك؟ إذ يتعجبون منك بالمجد، يصنع العجائب، بسطت يمينك فابتلعتهم الأرض، هديت شعبك بعدل هذا الذي أخترته وقويته بعزتك إلى موضع راحة مقدس لك. سمعت الأمم فغضبت، والمخاض أخذ السكان في فلسطين. حينئذ أسرع ولاة أدوم ورؤساء المؤايين أخذتهم الرعدة. انحل كل السكان في كنعان، وقت عليهم الشدة والمخافة. بعزة زراعك فليصيروا حجارة حتى يعبر شعبك يا رب، حتى يجوز شعبك هذا الذي اقتنيته. أدخل بهم، أغرسهم على جبل ميراثك وداخل مسكنك المستعد هذا الذي صنعته يا رب. موضعك المقدس يا رب الذي هيأته يداك يا رب، أنت الملك إلى الأبد ومن الدهر وللآن. لأن خيل فرعون ومراكبه وركاب خيله دخلت في البحر، ورد الرب عليهم مياه البحر، وبنوا إسرائيل كانوا يمشون على اليبس في وسط البحر. فأخذت مريم النبية أخت هارون الدفي بيديها، وخرج خلفها جميع النسوة بالدفوف والتسابيح. فابتدأت مريم قدائهم قائلة: هلما فلنسبح الرب لأنه بالمجد قد تمجد. الخيل وركاب الخيل طرحهم في البحر، فلنسبح الرب لأنه بالمجد قد تمجد.
Thank you. Second song of Moses the prophet from Deuteronomy 32. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. They have corrupted themselves, they are not his children because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who has bought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you, your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste land, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. So the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign god with him. He made him ride in the heights of the earth, that he might eat the produce of the fields. He made him to draw honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock, curds from the cattle and milk of the flock with the fat of the lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats of the choicest wheat. and goats with the choicest wheat, and you drank wine, the blood of the grapes. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked and grew fat, and you grew fat, you grew thick, you are covered with fat. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods, with abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God, to gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals that your fathers did not fear. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful, and have forgotten the God who fathered you. And when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God, they have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. But I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation, I will move them to anger by a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn to the lowest hell. It shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fires the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters upon them, I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will also send against them the teeth of the beasts with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword shall destroy outside, and there shall be terror within for the young man and virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs. I would have said, I will dash them in pieces, I will make the memory of them to cease from among men, had I not feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, our hand is high, and it is not the Lord who has done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them? For their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of cobras. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine and recompense. Their foot shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that come hasten upon them. For the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants, when he sees that their power is gone and there is no one remaining, bond or free. He will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise and help you, and be your refuge. Now see, I, even I, am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. For I lift my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I wet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, with the blood of the slain and the captives from the heads of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O Gentiles, with this people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render judgment to his adversaries. He will provide atonement for his land and his people. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Prayer of Hannah, Samuel's mother. My heart rejoices in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you. nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and those who were hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne 7, and she who has many children has become feeble. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes the poor and makes the rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts up the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Glory be to the Holy Trinity.
صلاة حبقوك النبي بركاته علينا أمين. يا رب سمعت صوتك فخفت، تأملت أعمالك فبهت. يعرفونك في وسط حيوانين، عندما تدخل السنين يعرفونك، عندما يأتي الزمان تظهر، وعندما تضطرب نفسي بالرجز تتذكر الرحمة. يأتي الله من التيمن والقدوس من جبل فاران، مظلل أكثر من الشجر، غطت السماء فضيلته وامتلأت الأرض من تسبحته، وضوءه يكون كالنور والقرون في يديه. جعل محبة قوته ثابتة تمشي قدام كلمته وتخرج رجلاه إلى السهول. قام فتزلزلت الأرض، نظر فذابت الأمم وانسحقت الجبال وذابت الأكام الدهرية. عوض التعب نظروا سبلك الدهرية، تخاف مساكن الحبشة ومظال أرض مديان. أتغضب يا رب على الأنهار، أو يكون رجزك في الأنهار، أو نهضتك تكون في البحر؟ لأنك تركب على خيلك فتكون فروسيتك خلاصا، وتوتر قوسك توترا على السحب. قال الرب: لتنشق الأرض بالأنهار، تراك الأمم فتتمخض وجعا ويشتت مياه مسالكه. أعطت اللجة صوتها عند ارتفاع خياله، ارتفعت الشمس والقمر، وقف في ترتيبه للنور. تسير سهامك في ضوء بروق سلاحك، بغضبك تصغر الأرض وبرجزك تذوب أمم. خرجت لخلاص شعبك لتخلص الذين مسحتهم. ألقيت موتا على رأس مخالف الناموس، وجعلت أساساتهم باطلة، وأقمت رباطاتك حتى الأعناق. قطعت رؤوس مخالف الناموس مع الأقوياء، بدهشة يتزللون في نفوسهم ويفتحون لحمهم كما يأكل المسكين سرا. أطلعت خيلك على البحر فتتعكر المياه الكثيرة. تحفظت واضطربت بطني من صوت صلاة شفتي، ودخل الرعب عظامي، واضطرب مزاجي تحتي، لأني سأستريح في يوم شدتي، لأصعد إلى شعب غربتي، لأن شجرة التين لا تثمر بعد، ولا ثمرة تكون في القرمة، ويكذب عمل الزيتون، والحقول لا تطعم، فنيت الأغنام إذ ليس لهم طعام، والبقر لا يوجد على المزود بحريته. أما أنا فأتهلل بالرب وأفرح بالله مخلصي. الرب الله هو قوتي ويثبت رجلي إلى النهاية، يرفعني على الأعالي لأغلب بتسبحته، والصبح لله دائما.
The prayer of Jonah the prophet. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice, for you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters encompassed me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains, the earth with its bar closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit. O Lord, my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to you the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Glory to the Holy Trinity.
تسبحة حزقيا ملك يهوذا. أنا قلت في ارتفاع أيامي إني أمضي في أبواب الجحيم وأترك السنين البقية. قلت لست أنظر بعد خلاص الله على الأرض ولست أنظر أيضا إنسانا من جنسي. تركت عني بقية حياتي فخرج ومضى مني مثل خيمة وقد حلها. روحي في صارت مثل منسج قد قرب قطع في ذلك اليوم. أسلمت للخزاء كأني لا أسد. هكذا صحك عظامي من النهار إلى الليل. أسلمت مثل سنون هكذا أصوت ومثل حمامة هكذا أهطل. عيني فنيت من أن أنظر إلى علو السماء نحو الرب الذي خلصني ونزع وجع نفسي. يا رب من أجله أخبرت وأيقظت نسمتي. عزيتني فتعزيت لعينك. خلصت نفسي لكي لا تهلك وطرحت ورائي كل خطايا. لأن ليس الذين في الجحيم يسبحونك ولا الأموات يباركونك ولا الذين في الجحيم يترجون رحمتك لكن الأحياء تباركك مثلي أنا. لأني منذ اليوم وأصنع صبيانا هؤلاء يخبرون بعدلك يا رب خلاصي. ولست أكف مباركا لك بمزمار جميع أيام حياتي أمام بيت إلهي والسبح لله دائما.
The prayer of Manasseh the king. O Lord, almighty God of our ancestors, of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and of their righteous offspring, you who made heaven and earth with all their order, who shackled the sea by your word of command, who confined the deep and sealed it with your terrible and glorious name, at whom all things shuddered and trembled before your power, for your glorious splendor cannot be borne, and the wrath of your threat to sinners is unendurable. Yet immeasurable and unsearchable is your promised mercy, for you are the Lord Most High, of great compassion, long-suffering, and very merciful, and you relent at human suffering. O Lord, according to your great goodness, you have promised repentance and forgiveness to those who have sinned against you. And in the multitude of your mercies, you have appointed repentance for sinners, so that they may be saved. Therefore, you, O Lord, God of the righteous, have not appointed repentance for the righteous, for Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, who did not sin against you, but you have appointed repentance for me, who am a sinner, for the sins I have committed are more in number than the sand of the sea. My transgressions are multiplied. O Lord, they are multiplied. I am not worthy to look up and see the height of heaven because of the multitude of my iniquities. I am weighted down with many an iron fetter, so that I am rejected because of my sins, that I have no relief. For I have provoked your wrath and have done what is evil in your sight, setting up abominations and multiplying offenses. And now I bend the knee of my heart, imploring you for your kindness. I have sinned. O Lord, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my transgressions. I earnestly implore you, forgive me, O Lord, forgive me. Do not destroy me with your transgressions. Do not be angry with me forever or store up evil for me. Do not condemn me to the depths of the earth. For you, O Lord, are the God of those who repent, and in me you will manifest your goodness. For unworthy as I am, you will save me according to your great mercy. And I will praise you continually all the days of my life. For all the host of heaven sings your praise, and yours is the glory forever. Amen. Glory to the Holy Trinity.
تسبيحة أشعياء النبي. منذ الليل روح تبكر إليك يا الله من أجل أن أوامرك نور على الأرض. تعلموا أن تصنعوا العدل يا سكان الأرض، لأن المنافق قد كف أن يتعلم أن يصنع العدل على الأرض، لذ لا يفعل الحق. فليرفع المنافق لكي لا يعاين مجد الرب. يا رب ذراعك عالي ولم يعلموا، وإذ يعلمون يخزون. الغيرة تأخذ شعبا غير متأدب، والنار تأكل الآن المقاومون لك. أيها الرب إلهنا أعطينا سلامك، لأنك أعطيتنا كل شيء. أيها الرب إلهنا اقتنينا لك. يا رب لنا نعرف آخر سواك، وباسمك ندعو. الأموات لا يرون الحياة، والأطباء لا يقومون. لأجل هذا غضبت عليهم وأهلكتهم، ونزعت كل ذكر لهم. زدهم يا رب شرا، وزد شرفاء الأرض برا. يا رب في الشدة ذكرناك، وفي الضيقة الصغيرة تأييدك لنا. مثل المخدمة استقرب لتلد في مخاضها تصرخ، هكذا سرنا لحبيبك. لأجل خوفك يا رب حبلنا وتمخضنا وولدنا روح خلاص، وصنعناها على الأرض. ولكن نحن لا نسقط. يسقط سكان الأرض، يقوم الأموات، ويقوم من في القبور، ويفرح الذين على الأرض، لأن الندى الذي من قبلك هو شفاء لهم. وأرض المنافقون تهلك. اذهب يا شعبي إلى مخدعك، واغلق بابك عليك، واختفي قليلا إلى أن يجوز غضب الرب والصبح الله دائما. تعلموا أن تصنعوا العدل يا سكان الأرض، لأن المنافق قد كف أن يتعلم أن يصنع العدل على الأرض، لذا لا يفعل الحق. فليرفع المنافق لكي لا يعاين مجد الرب. يا رب ذراعك عالم ولم يعلموا، وإذ يعلمون يخزون. الغيرة تأخذ شعبا غير متأدب، والنار تأكل الآن المقاومين لك. أيها رب إلهنا أعطينا سلامك، لأنك أعطيتنا كل شيء. أيها رب إلهنا اقتنينا لك. يا رب لا نعرف آخر سواك، وباسمك ندعو الأموات. الأموات لا يرون الحياة، والأطباء لا يقومون. لأجل هذا غضبت عليهم وأهلكتهم، ونزعت كل ذكر لهم. زدهم يا رب شرا، وزد شرفاء الأرض برا. يا رب من الشدة ذكرناك، وفي الضيقة الصغيرة تأديبك لنا. هكذا سرنا لحبيبك. لأجل خوفك يا رب حبلنا وتمخضنا وولدنا روح خلاص، وصنعناها على الأرض. ولكن نحن لا نسقط. يسقط سكان الأرض، ويقوم الأموات، ويقوم من في القبور، ويفرح الذين على الأرض، لأن الندى الذي من قبلك هو شفاء لهم، وأرض المنافقون تهلك. أذهب يا شعبي إلى مخدعك، واغلق بابك عليك، واختفي قليلا إلى أن يجوز غضب الرب والصبح الله دائما. وأيضا من أشياء النبي بركته يا جميع النائمين. وأيضا الرب إلهي أمجدك وأسبح اسمك، لأنك صنعت أمورا عجيبة. الرأي القديم الصادق ليكن للرب، لأنك جعلت مدنا مثل التراب، مدنا حصينة تسقط أساساتها. مدينة المنافقين لا تبنى إلى الأبد. لأجل هذا يباركك الشعب المسكين، ومدن المظلومين تباركك، لأنك صرت عونا لكل مدينة ذليلة، وسترا للبائسين. من أيدي الناس الأشرار تنجيهم. يا سترة العطاش، أرواح البشر المظلومة تباركك، مثل أناس صغير النفوس العطاش في صهيون، لأنك تنجيهم من الناس المنافقين الذين أسلمتهم إليهم. صوت غرباء الجنس تخزيه، كحر ظلال في سحابة تزل غصن الأقوياء. ويصنع رب الصباوت لكل الأمم على هذا الجبل وليمة فرح، وليمة خمر، ويدهنون بدهن في هذا الجيل. أعطوا هذه كلها للأمم، لأن هذه هي المشهورة على كل الأمم. تسلط الموت وقوية، ولكن الرب الإله ينزع كل دمعة من كل وجه وينزع عار شعبه من كل الأرض، لأن فم الرب تكلم هكذا، ويقولون في ذلك اليوم: ها الرب إلهنا الذي توكلنا عليه فلنتهلل ونفرح بخلاصنا، لأن الله يعطي خلاصا على هذا الجبل، وتداس مؤابه كما يداس البيدر بالنورج، ويمد يده كما يضع ليهلك، ويضع عظمته على الذين وضع يده عليهم، وعلو حصن ملجأك يضعه وينزله إلى التراب والصبح لله دائما.
The third prayer of Isaiah the prophet. In that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city, he lays it low. He lays it low to the ground, he brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness, almost upright you weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early, for when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Glory be to the Holy Trinity forever and ever. Amen.
Woe to us, for we have sinned. Because of this our heart is faint. Because of these things our eyes grow dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate with foxes walking about on it. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time? Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us. Glory be to the Holy Trinity.
The prayer of Baruch the prophet. And now, O Lord, God of Israel, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt, with a mighty hand and with signs and wonders and with great power and an outstretched arm, and made yourself a name that continues to this day, we have sinned. We have been ungodly. We have done wrong. O Lord, our God, against all your ordinances, let your anger turn away from us, for we are left few in number among the nations where you have scattered us. Hear, O Lord, our prayer and our supplication, and for your own sake deliver us, and grant us favor in the sight of those who have carried us into exile, so that all the earth may know that you are the Lord our God, for Israel and his descendants are called by your name. Glory to the Holy Trinity.
تسبحت إلي النبي بركات علينا أمين. وكان عند إسعاد التقدمة أن إلي النبي تقدم وقال: أيها الرب إله إبراهيم وإسحاق وإسرائيل، ليعلم اليوم أنك أنت الله في إسرائيل، وإني أنا عبدك، وبأمرك قد فعلت كل هذه الأمور. استجب لي يا رب، استجب لي، ليعلم هذا الشعب أنك أنت الرب الإله، وأنك أنت حولت قلوبهم فرجعوا. فسقطت النار الرب وأكلت المحرقة والحطب والحجارة والتراب ولحست المياه التي في القناة. فلما رأى جميع الشعب ذلك سقطوا على وجوههم وقالوا: الرب هو الله والسبح لله دائما. صلاة داود النبي بركاته علينا أمين. مبارك أنت يا رب إله إسرائيل، أبينا من الأزل وإلى الأبد. لك يا رب العظمة والجبروت والجلال والبهاء والمجد، لأن لك كل ما في السماء والأرض. لك يا رب الملك، وقد ارتفعت رأسا على الجميع، والغنى والكرامة من لدنك، وأنت تتسلط على الجميع، وبيدك القوة والجبروت، وبيدك تعظيم وتجديد الجميع. والآن يا إلهنا نحمدك ونسبح اسمك الجليل، والسبح لله دائما أبدين أمين.
صلاة الملك سليمان بركاته علينا أمين. ووقف سليمان أمام مذبح الله تجاه كل جماعة إسرائيل، وبسط يديه إلى السماء وقال: أيها الرب إله إسرائيل، ليس إله مثلك في السماء من فوق ولا على الأرض من أسفل. حافظ العهد والرحمة لعبيدك السائرين أمامك بكل قلوبهم، الذي قد حفظ لعبدك داود أبي ما كلمته به، فتكلمت بفمك أكمل بيديك هذا اليوم. والآن أيها الرب إله إسرائيل، احفظ لعبدك داود أبي ما كلمته به قائلا: لا يعدم لك أمامي رجل يجلس على كرسي إسرائيل، إن كان بنوك يحفظون طرقهم حتى يسيروا أمامي كما سرت أنت أمامي. والآن يا إله إسرائيل، فليتحقق كلامك الذي كلمت به عبدك داود أبي، لأنه هل يسكن الله حقا على الأرض؟ هوذا السماوات وسما السماوات لا تسعك، فكم بالأقل هذا البيت الذي بنيته؟ فالتفت إلى صلاة عبدك وإلى تضرعه أيها الرب إلهي، واسمع الصراخ والصلاة التي يصليها عبدك أمامك اليوم. لتكن عيناك مفتوحتين على هذا البيت ليلا ونهارا، على الموضع الذي قلت أن اسمي يكون فيه، لتسمع الصلاة التي يصليها عبدك في هذا الموضع، واسمع تضرع عبدك وشعبك وشعب إسرائيل الذي يصلون في هذا الموضع، واسمع أنت في موضع سكناك في السماء، وإذا سمعت فأغفر والصبح لله دائما. أمين.
The prayer of Daniel the prophet, may his blessings be with us all, amen. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off, and all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such never has been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all who are around us. Now therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes and see our desolations, and the city which is called by your name, for we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, to the end of all ages. Amen.
The story of the three children from the book of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose weight was 60 cubits and its width 60 cubits. Whose height was 60 cubits and its width 60 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Then there are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now if you are ready at the time you hear the music of the horn, the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound to the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, and to the ages of all ages. Amen."